Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in the Word of God. And God's Word is true in all things. We need to give thanks to the Lord. I'm grateful to be a child of God. I'm not perfect, but I love the Lord. And I'm praying for healing this morning. Changing weather, cold, hot, all over the place, and coffee grandchildren. But I am grateful to have them and have spent the weekend with them. It's been a lot of fun hanging out with my grandkids, having a little small celebration yesterday for my oldest son, and food and fellowship and lots of laughter. So thanking God for this new day that God has been, that we have been blessed to get. So I'm thankful that I am able to speak with you this morning from God's word, because God has given us a true prophet in the prophet Jeremiah. And Jeremiah don't play. You know, they like to call him the whiny prophet. He wasn't whining. He just told the truth, and it broke his heart to see folks not wanting to listen. They would prefer to listen to proper liars than listen to a true prophet of God. And so he was heartbroken. That's why they call him the weeping prophet. He wept because he was so hurt that folks would rather listen to lies than listen to truth. It hurts the heart of God's people when lies just go forward and catch like wildfire. For people to do more for man than they do for God. Prophet Elijah told them to. We got to start asking God for discernment, giving us eyes to see and ears to hear, and voices to speak out and say, that is a lie, and calling out a lie for what it is. Jeremiah didn't fight. He went up against the king, wound up in a pit. My God. God has not told us that our life would be easy. But God has told us that he would never leave us off the second. So are we standing on God's word today? I'm going to stand on God's word because I know that I know in my heart his word is true. Father God in heaven, I thank you for this day. I thank you that you woke me up this morning. I thank you that you put in my heart to be a giver and not always a receiver. To be a blessing, God. And I know, God, that all things are going to work for good because I trust and believe in you, Lord. And I love you more than anything. And all I can say is, Lord, thank you for another day to give you honor, to give you glory, to give you praise, God. For you are Alpha, you are Omega, you are my beginning, and you are my end. And Father, as I ask every day, I ask you to increase as I decrease, Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Lord God, are my strength. And you, Lord God, are my redeemer. And it is in the precious and holy name of the matchless day. Christ Jesus, that I pray, believe in the church, that you are in charge of that, and that my life is in your hands. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, for giving me this opportunity to read and learn your word and to meditate on it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanking the Lord God for his grace to give us another day, to give us another day, and to pray for the healing of our land. And that God will bless his children. Let's keep our prayers going up for peace in this world. Peace in this world. Peace in this world. Conflicts are all over the planet. We all know it's pathetic. But we can ask God for a little more time. For a little bit. So let's get started in our word this morning. And as always, it is a great word. It is a great word. And so let's say, see what God has to say through his mighty prophet, Jeremiah. I call him the one that don't play. You know, we just finished Isaiah, and he was also a don't-play prophet. So let's see what God's youngest prophet. I'm not sure if he's the youngest, but he likes to call himself, I'm a youth. But we know that he was mighty. And all we can say is, wow, thank you, Lord. Because what he says is a today way. But before we go any further, I ask all of you that listen in regularly and know that I, at the end of every show, I end with Carolyn's gift, which is a word of, to just get you through the day. And I ask you to please keep Sister Carolyn and her family in your prayers. On last Wednesday, which I've already spoken of, speak again. Her daughter lost her grandmother and baby sister, who was 16 years old, in a tragic car accident where they were hit by 18 vehicles running a stop sign on Bull Road, on a Bull Road. And all we can do is pray. And none of us know in our last days. None of us know when God will call us home. He may call old and he may call young and he may call both. So I ask to keep our sister in Christ in a prayer that God gives a daughter, gives her strength to pour into her daughter, to give her strength as well. For we love God and we love each other. Let us not forget that love conquers hate. The truth conquers the lie. And God is in charge of everything. Life and death is in God. And God will be the judge of us all. So please keep our sister in Christ in the prayer as she pours out every day to lift us up. Let us pour out our prayers. And I love to lift her up. We pray for this love that we continue to move forward and are able to move forward. Because I trust God that he's got it up every day. And I do that in Jesus' name every day. I come on in faith. So bear with me with my voice this morning. In the name of Jesus. And the word of God says, run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem. Seek now and know, and seek in her open place. If you can find them, if there is any pardon her. Though they say, as the Lord lives, surely they smell false. O Lord, are not your eyes on the truth? You have stricken them, but they are not grieved. You have consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than rock. They have refused to return. Therefore I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish, for they do not know the way of the Lord, the judgment of their God. I will go to the great men, and for they have known the way of the Lord, the judgment of their God. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bond. Therefore, a lion from the forest shall slay them. A leper will watch over their city. Everyone who goes out from there shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many. Their backsliding have hardened you for this. Your children have forsaken me and sworn by those that are not God. Why, when I had fed them to the full, then they commit adultery and assemble themselves by truth in the harlot's house. They were like well-fed, lusty stallions. Everyone, man after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not punish them? Shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? And we know he's talking about Israel and Judah. But we also understand that a prophetic word can go many centuries. Isaiah preached and prophesied about evil, who didn't come for almost 1,000 years after him. That what Jeremiah is speaking can fall into every city right now, every nation right now, listening to lies instead of truth, going after idols instead of God, doing more for a man than what you would do for God. The Lord is watching every day. And the word of God tells us in verse number 10, go up on walls and destroy, for do not make a complete end. Take away her branches, for they are not the Lord. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously with me, says the Lord. They have lied about the Lord and said, it is not he, neither will evil come upon us, nor shall we see sword or famine. Prophet lies. Jeremiah, Isaiah. Prophets coming and telling the truth. But when evil people are in charge, they want to believe what evil people are doing. Say it again. They have lied about the Lord and said, it is not he, neither will evil come upon us. Nor shall we see sword or famine. And the prophets become wind, but the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done to them. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in your mouth fire, and this people will, and it shall devour them. Behold, I will bring a nation against you from above. O house of Israel, says the Lord, it is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language you do not know, nor can you understand what they say. Their quiver is like an open tomb. They are all mighty men, and they shall eat up your harvest and your grain, which your sons and daughters shall eat. They shall eat up your flocks and your herds. They shall eat your vines and your fig trees. They shall destroy your fortified cities in which you trust with the sword. Nevertheless, in those days, says the Lord, I will not make a complete end of you. And it will be when you say, why does the Lord our God do all these things to us? Then you shall answer them just as you have forsaken me and served foreign gods in your land. So you shall serve aliens in a land that is not yours. And the word of Jeremiah said again, they have lied about the Lord. And then he tells us in verse 20, declare this in the house of Jacob, in Judah, saying, hear this now, O foolish people, without understanding, who have eyes and not see, and who have ears and not hear. Come on now. Do you not fear me, says the Lord? Will you not tremble at my presence? Who have placed the sand as the bound of the sea? By a perpetual decree that is not passed beyond it. And though its waves toss to and fro, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it. But the people has defiant and rebellious heart. People has a defiant and rebellious heart. Does that sound familiar? They are revolted and departed. They do not say in their hearts, let us now fear the Lord our God, who gives rain both the former and the latter in its season. He reserves for us the appointed week of the harvest. Iniquities have turned these things away, and your sins have withheld good from you. For among my people are found wicked men. They lie in wait as one who sits there. They set a trap. They catch men as a cage is full of birds, so their houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they have become great and grown rich. You, all I'm saying is you think he was speaking today. They have grown fat. They are sleek. Yes, they surpass the deeds of the wicked. They do not plead the cause, take cause of the fatherless. Yet they prosper, and the right of the needy they do not defend. Come on now. Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? Shall I not avenge myself such a nation as this? An astonishing and horrible thing has been committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule by their own power. And my people love to have it so. But what will you do in the end? He was speaking to Israel and Judah, but this is a word for us in all our nations today. We see it happening all over this planet. People voting in hateful, evil, adulterous, lying. Folks falling out to them like sheep to the slaughter. God is trying to get all of our attention. And understand, when we allow the enemy to take what we know is right and make it wrong, and when we allow the enemy to put us in judgment over everybody but ignore what's wrong in those that we want to believe. But we know a lie is a lie, truth is truth. God is God, and you cannot make a man a God, because God will not hold you harmless. And you wonder why all of a sudden things start happening. God does not play. And we better understand, God doesn't play. He loves us so much, more than we even know, and more than we even love our own self. God loves us. Are we leaning on our own understanding? Are we acknowledging him today and allowing him to direct that path, or are we following after false prophets, false teachers, those that say what we want to hear but not what is the truth? And as we continue in the Word, chapter 6 of the prophet Jeremiah says this, "All you children of Benjamin, gather yourselves to flee from the midst of Jerusalem. Blow the trumpet in Tekoa and set up a signal fire in Beth Hakoreim. For disaster appears out of the north and great destruction. I have likened the daughter of Zion to a lovely and delicate woman. The shepherds with their flocks shall come to her. They shall pitch their tents against her all around. Each one shall pasture in his own place. Prepare war against her. Arise and let us go up at noon. Woe to us, for the day goes away, but the shadow of the evening are lengthening. Arise and let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces. For thus has the Lord of hosts cut down trees and build mounds against Jerusalem. This is the city to be punished. She is full of oppression in our midst, as a fountain wells up with water, so she wells up with her wickedness. Violence and plundering are heard on earth's end, because before me continually are grief and wounds." Read that again. "As a fountain wells up with water, so she wells up with her wickedness. Violence and plunder are heard in her. Before me continually are grief and wounds. Be instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from you. Lest I make you desolate, a land not inhabited. Thus says the Lord of hosts, they shall thoroughly glean as a vine the remnant of Israel, as a grape gathered at your head. Put your head back into the bed. To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Indeed, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot give heed. Behold, the word of the Lord is a reproach to them. They have no idea in it, no delight in it. They have no delight." I'm going to read it one more time, verse 10. It's one of those highlightables. "To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Indeed, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot give heed. Behold, the word of the Lord is a reproach to them. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary of holding it in. I will pour it out on the children outside and on the assembly of young men together. For even the husband shall be taken with the wife, the age with him who is full of days, and their houses shall be turned over to others, fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand against the inhabitants of the land, says the Lord, because from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness, and from the everyone deals falsely. They have also healed the hurt of my people lightly, saying, peace, 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 when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abominations? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore they shall fall amongst those who fall. At the time I punish them, they shall be cast down, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old path where the good way is, and walk in it. I like to call it staying in your lighted square, because that light is the light of Jesus. That light is the Holy Spirit. That light keeps you walking down the path. For every square that you step in, there is light. But when you step out of God's square, if you step out of God's favor, if you decide to go down the dark path, then you will see what you're looking for, death and destruction. We got to walk in the light. We got to stay in our square of light with the warmth of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, the light surrounding us, God's light. And as we go back to this word one more time, thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old path where the good way is and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your soul. But they said, we will not walk in it. Also, I set watchmen over you, saying, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not listen. Again, eyes to see, ears to hear. Therefore, hear, you nations. And know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth. Behold, I will certainly bring calamity on this people, the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not heeded my words, nor my law, but rejected. But what purpose to me comes frankincense from Sheba and sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet to me. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before the people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall on them. The neighbors and his friends shall perish. Thus says the Lord, behold, the people come from the north country, and a great nation will be raised from the farthest parts of the earth. They will lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voice roars like the sea, and they ride on horses as men of war set in array against you, O daughter of Zion. We have heard the report of it. Our hands grow feeble. Anguish has taken hold of us, pain as a woman in labor. Do not go out into the field nor walk by the way because of the sword of the enemy. Fear is on every side. O daughter of my people, dress in sackcloth and roll about in ashes. Make mourning as far as for an only son, most bitter lamentation. For the plunderer will suddenly come upon us. I have set you in an assayer and a fortress among my people, that you may know and test their way. They are all stubbornly rebels, walking as slanderers. They are bronze and iron. They are all corruptors, blow fiercely. The lead is consumed by the fire. The smelter refines in vain. But the wicked are not drawn off. People will call them rejected silver, because the Lord has rejected them. Whew. Don't play with God. Don't play with God. And don't mock God. God is in charge of everything. And if you go back to the life lesson in Jeremiah, the word of God says, and let me go back first and do my disclaimer for today. I am coming out of Charles Stanley Life Principles, Daily Bible Biblical Principles for each day of the year. I am coming out of the New King James Version. And I say this every day, get this Bible. It is a powerful to have in your biblical arsenal. So when you hear me say life lessons, life questions, principles, answers, those come from Dr. Stanley. And I always laugh. I said, I'm right on point with Dr. Sam. I feel pretty privileged because I believe in my heart that this is a true man of God. This is a true man of God. Yes, there are times when he has said some stuff that bit like a serpent. Because it is the truth. And this truth is that what's just the truth. So I thank God for Dr. Salmon. And I pray for him to have a long life. Because he is a true man of God that is needed at such a time as this. And I love the fact that he doesn't get caught up in all the foolishness that is going on in this world. He gets caught up in the Lord. So if you have an opportunity to get this Bible, again, not paid by Dr. Josh Stanley, and I'm not paid by ChristianBooks.com, to tell you, you can get the best deal on anything dealing with Christianity, dealing with just faith in general. You can buy all kinds of books, but the books for us, you can get at the ChristianBooks.com. And I tell you, I have gotten so many great books from them. And so I tell you, please, these two I support 100%. Again, not paid by either ministry, but just giving you a heads up. They at ChristianBooks.com always have Bibles on sale. So if you're looking for a good Bible, go to ChristianBooks.com and get your Bible from someone that supports God and godly endeavor. So not paid by either ministry, but I just tell you, throwing it out there, my disclaimer, I'm coming out of Dr. Stanley's Bible. I use his commentary, and I thank him for it because this is the best Bible you could ever have in your biblical arsenal. My disclaimer is done. Let's continue. In Life Lessons, Lied About the Lord, which is the title for our word for this morning. Proper liars. Prophetess liars, they all out there, lying, lying, lying. That's why you have to read the word of God yourself and ask God, Lord, give me eyes to see it is here. Give me a heart of discernment. We want to be able to discern what is being spoken. Because somebody can take a word and mess it up and make it whatever they want it to be. But we have to look at the word and read the word as it is written that we understand what that says the Lord. Not what prophet Susie Q said. A prophet. I'm just going to blow it at you. Lie after lie after lie. Prophet Wolfman. But he's a wolf. And she's close. Prophet Wolfman. Just lying and huffing and puffing and trying his best to blow God's house down. So we understand that our house is not made by human beings. It's made by God, created by the Father, and we are in Christ. And as Dr. Stanley said, we live in an era where many religious authorities try to bless what God has condemned. And arrogant replace divine authority with public opinion. We lie about the Lord when we say that he takes pleasure in what the Bible calls evil. Or when we say that he will bless what he has sworn to judge. God allows that to continue for a time, but not forever. God always judges sin and blesses obedience. And all I can say is, as the prophet liars lie, you better understand everything. I'm going to say it. Everything done in the dark, God will bring to light. Everything done in the dark, God will bring to light. He will do it. He will do it. And as Jeremiah says in verse 6 and 14, peace. And there is no peace. It was because of the love of God that Jeremiah warned his erring people to repent and turn back to God. There is no genuine peace or safety in open rebellion. And he warned them safe. He wanted them safe in God's arms. And God wants all of us safe in his arms. I'm trusting God for miracles, signs, and wonders in my life. I'm trusting God for hope in the future. I'm trusting God that we will see light and that the light of God will shine over all darkness of this world. He will give us the discernment to know the good, to know the bad, and to know the downright evil. We ask you, Lord God, that the servant understand it. And when we get into our psalm today, we're only in the 117th psalm. We only have two verses today. And they say, and we need to praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you people. For his mercy, for kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to read it again because that word just touched my heart. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us. Oh, the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Can y'all say it with me? Praise the Lord on this 10th day of October. Woo, praise the Lord. And as we go back into our life lesson, this subject 17 Psalm, verse 2, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Again, what is our word for the day? They have lied about the Lord. But then our psalmist says, the truth, the Lord endures forever. So folks can try to lie, but God's truth is going to endure, and the lie will be shown for what it is, a proper lie and not a proper truth. And as we continue, says God's truth does not change from year to year or decade to decade or century to century. It does not vary depending on current styles or alter based on popular opinion. In a world of change, his truth remains constant. God's truth remains constant. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not bow down to idols or worship them. Thou shalt not make for thyself any graven image. Ooh, hallelujah. You got to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. You got to honor our mothers and our fathers. We can't kill. We can't steal. We can't bear false witness. We can't commit adultery. And we can't be covetous what somebody else has. God has given us a dictate. The question is, are we following it? Are we doing us? I'm going to do me. And doing me will take me right to hell to do Jesus. We got to do what thus says the Lord God, who causes us to China. We got to start getting our houses in order. And I'm not speaking to anybody but myself. I got a lot of work to do. And all I can say is, Lord, be there with me and guide and listen. And I may do what you can do and not what anybody else does. It's time to go to work. Proverbs 27:3-4, a stone is heavy and sand is weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than both of them. Wrath is cruel and anger a torrent, but who is able to stand before jealousy? Whoa. All of in business is of nations all over the world. Jeremiah was speaking to today He was speaking for today. The question is, are we listening? God is using our generation because everything that's in Jeremiah could be transported from thousands of years ago and out. Because Jeremiah was about 500 years before Christ. So we're looking at over 25, I'd say almost 3,000 years ago, we're dealing with what the prophet spoke. It's gone through millennia. Look at that. And we are starting a new book in the New Testament. Say, yay, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are in Colossians today. And the author of Colossians is Apostle Paul along with Timothy. Probably dated about 60 years after Christ's death on the cross and resurrection. And the theme words are left to describe Colossians. Jesus Christ is the free over everyone and everything. Say that again. Jesus Christ is supreme over everyone and everything. Some details, please. False teaching, come on now, all up in Jeremiah. And citing words 2 and 4, had infiltrated the church at Colossae, apparently causing some people to add unnecessary, unhelpful elements to their Christian faith. Paul sent a letter, sent this letter to remind Christians of the superiority of Jesus over Jewish rules and regulations, angels, and anything else. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Come on now. He came before the angels. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is quotable. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. Set your affection, things above, not on things of the earth. And that's chapter 3 and verse 2. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. 3 and 15. Be ye thankful. Unique and unusual. Paul mentioned a letter to Laodicea, 4 and 16, that apparently did not make the cut as New Testament scripture. So what? Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men and not after Christ. Well, we'll get to that on tomorrow. Chapter 2, verse 8. So again, 10 words or less. Jesus Christ is supreme over everyone and everything. Can y'all say that? Put that in your heart. And this is a word from God in Colossians. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ who are in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you, as it has also in all the world, and is bringing forth fruit, as is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth. As you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ, on your behalf, who also declared to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. As the psalmist says, I pray for you. You pray for me. I love you. I need you to survive. Woo, praise the Lord. And it goes on to say that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for by him created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him, and we're talking angels, thrones, dominions, or principalities, powers, angel hierarchy. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. But it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Jesus has made peace through the blood of his cross. He has taken our sins into the grave. He has risen again. He has made us whole. He has washed us with us. He has made us the best we can be. All we have to do is believe. And you also once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. Yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you heard, which was prepared to every creature under heaven, for which I, Paul, became a minister. Paul said, I became a minister. And I'm going to read that again, because we all have been called and chosen. But the question is, have you accepted your calling? If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you heard, which was preached in every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. Oh, I thank God. I, Minister Bridget, I visited, became a minister because God called me and I accepted. It took me a lot of years to do it, but I did. And I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And as we go to our last verse, it says in verse 24, I now rejoice myself in for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but from, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all ways, that we make intent every man perfect in Christ, our labor striving according to his working, which he works in the United. And I just want to read verse 27 through 29 one more time, because I'm getting it just like I'm giving it to you. I want to understand. To them, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end, I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in my. And a life lesson from Jesus, some life lessons. And then I got what the Bible said. But in a life lesson, it says, walk worthy of the Lord. It pleases God when we depend upon his will to do his good work. It also pleases him when we spend time in his word, learning more about him. That is what it means, walk worthy of Jesus. We got to meditate on this day and night. In Colossians 1:13, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of God. Powerful word. We do not have the power to escape our slavery in the eternally dark kingdom of Satan, but God does, and he exercises that power to bring us into the light and into the life of freedom provided by Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. In Old Testament times, the Holy Spirit came upon chosen men and women of God to enable them to accomplish God's will. But no one ever imagined that God would actually take up residence in believers as he does today. Has God taken up residence in you? And as the word comes back at what the Bible says about the many faces of prayer. And the first is, may we be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Ask God to fulfill you with the spiritual understanding you need as you walk in his will and study his word. We ask God for discernment, understanding, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak. May we walk in manner worthy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus lived a blameless life, exactly what we should pursue. May we please God in all respects. Paul encourages believers to live a life pleasing to God and to excel in their Christian walk. Number four, may we bear fruit in every good work. We prove we are Jesus' disciples when we bear fruit. We got to spread the word. Number five, may we increasingly grow in the knowledge of God. We should ask for more and more knowledge from his tremendous resources. Lord, we ask for understanding and more knowledge. Thank you. Thank you, God. Number six, may we be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. power. Ask God to strengthen you to do his will for his glory, and he will do it. Number 7, may our lives express joy and thanks to the Father for his grace to us. Our love for him should run so deep that we can't out glory and honor to him. And that is our word this morning. And as always, before we get out of here, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And our word from Sister Carolyn this morning and from yesterday. Good morning. Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. Proverbs 24:3. And for today, good morning. Walking with God, you will encounter enemies, thorns, and disappointment. What a way. Just walk. Just keep walking, because eventually the scenery is going to change. Have a moving on Monday. Sister Carolyn, all up in the word this morning. And I'll read it one more time. Good morning, walking with God, you will encounter any storms and disappointment. Just keep walking, because eventually the scenery is going to change. I pray change in your life. I pray God's blessings over you all. And as we pray our prayer, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day. And for those that can stay a minute or two after 8, I have just a prayer to share with you this morning from my 365-day of prayer. And our word for this morning, as I get there on this 10th day of October, is strength revealed. Your Lord is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor for everything in heaven and earth is yours. King of kings, the earth is longing and waiting for the day when you will return to reign forever. Let this feel like reality to me rather than the wistful thinking of a fairy tale or random luck. Your presence has changed me. I've tasted and seen the fruits of your kingdom, and I'm always left wanting more. God, everything in this world and beyond belongs to you. Nothing is outside of your grasp. I join with creation in its longing. Even in the waiting, I will find your leadership is relevant to every decision I make. I align myself to you in your ways. Let your greatness, power, and glory be over and in my life, pointing directly to the Maker as my constant help and faithful friend. Lord, may others know who you are because of the way I choose to live. You are the joy of my life, and I am yours. Where can you see God's power at work in your life? And all I can say is, in everything. Thank you so much, family, for being with us today. Have a blessed and glorious day, and keep God first in everything that you do and watch him work in your life. It is a wrap.